continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Ball WMAL.
This is for you.
It's Chris Plant, weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris, you educate me 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, and I'd like to thank you for that, sir.
A pleasure.
Washington's Ball
WMAL,
where Washington comes to talk.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, 2-for-1, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Bill, for the most part, just a fabulous morning for those of you that are heading out and about on the roads right now. Beltway, pretty much delay-free, and that's Maryland and Virginia. 66, the only delay we've had is associated with the crash that's now gone. So eastbound 66, between 123 and the Beltway, that accident now completely moved out of the travel lane and even off the shoulder. So what volume is left there trying to ease. Also getting better in Vienna. It looks like they've reopened Maple Avenue near Nutley Street. That's where they had the closure because of the earlier structure fire. So you know. 270, not bad at all. Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Now, Virginia, keep alert heading toward the Occoquan in the southbound direction. I'm just having delays form here. It's southbound 95 as you approach 123. So crews are going to look and see if there's anything in the roadway there. Now, northbound 95 Stafford to the Beltway. Good. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloud, sun, and a little bit cooler this morning. Today, 57 for the afternoon high. Tonight, some light rain late. Showers possible tomorrow with a high in the low 60s. We'll knock it down a little bit on Sunday. Christmas Eve, more clouds and sun, upper 40s. Colder Christmas Day with sunshine, highs only in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Herndon, 34 in Rockville, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. Longtime sportscaster Dick Enberg has died. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Well, tis the season, so joining us is the author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Christianity, Why It's True, Why It Matters, and Why It's Good for You, Michael Foley. Good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thank you.
So interesting. So many truths in this book. I wanted to start off talking about how you address miracles in this book, because one thing I find that so many atheists, agnostics, maybe just non-believers question is the miracle aspect of faith. Why are miracles actually historical facts? How do you explain that?
Well, miracles are a reality. We see them in biblical times. We continue to see them today. And the thing that I emphasize in the book is that they actually kind of make sense, not only supernaturally but naturally, that we're not asking you to no longer believe in the realities of the laws of nature. When miracles occur, and they are genuine miracles, that is to say, they cannot be naturally explained. Nevertheless, they, in a weird way, they still kind of conform to the nature of reality. For example, you have a miracle in which a person is miraculously cured of cancer, they don't miraculously turn into a coyote. They don't, you know, transmogrify into from one creature into another. What we see is what the body always wanted to do, was which was to get rid of the cancer. So there's a way in which miracles are above nature, but they're not against nature.
Yeah, the idea being that, you know, religion and science don't have to exist mutually exclusive of one another. They actually are in many ways inclusive of one another.
Well, this ties into that point exactly. You're absolutely right. And miracles cannot be scientifically proven, but they can't be scientifically disproven. And that makes sense from a Christian point of view, because science and religion are both studying, if you will, the laws of God.
You know, it's amazing. First of all, the name of the book is, as we said, is The Politically Incorrect Guide to Christianity, Why It's True, Why It Matters, and Why It's Good for You. You know, I think of Christianity in general, I feel like you don't need a politically incorrect guide to it. It's all politically incorrect. I mean, it's like just mentioning Christianity, just the very nature of what Christmas is about is often considered to be politically incorrect. As we approach Christmas on Monday, what are the things that stick out to you about our society and the way it treats Christmas?
Well, you've seen the secularization of Christmas for a long time. But the thing that really surprises me about the left is the way they mock the very notion of a war on Christmas. You know, the New York Times, I think it was, recently dismissed this whole thing as a Fox-induced hysteria. But what's ironic is that the more they talk about a war on Christmas, I think the more they actually are engaging in a war on Christmas.
Why do you think that is? Why is it so important to the left to banish religion from the public square?
The reason is quite simple. The left is not simply an ideology with a series of policy ideas. The left is its own religion. And it rightly understands that Christianity is the competition.
Yeah, I feel like that often explains why people have such hysterical reactions to certain things within politics. I mean, if you were to like sort of attack me on a religious basis or go after my faith, I think I'd have much more vehement responses than I often do when it comes to political issues. But there are some people who practice politics, including and predominantly apparently on the left, who have the most hyperbolic reactions to just simple political decisions as if it was just a matter of religious faith, kind of to your point, Michael.
That's exactly it. There's a zealotry, a religious zealotry on the left that you typically don't see on the right, at least regarding politics. The old joke about the Republican Party was that they had sort of two coalitions, those who believed that business was God and those who believed that God was God. And then on the Democratic side, however, the one thing that unites this seemingly very, very disparate group of people, I mean, union workers and feminists, these are people that don't normally get along, but the one thing they all had in common was the conviction that politics is God.
But how do you adopt sort of like a consistent moral worldview, though? Like what, you know, in religion, you sort of have the benefit of having of being able to think, well, there are absolute truths, there are absolute things that are moral, we should pursue them. How do you do that if you sort of lack the foundation of religion?
Well, that is the problem, and that is why the left has an inconsistent morality. That is why they're adamantly committed to toleration and yet are intolerant towards Christians.
Because they just don't have, they're not heading in one direction. There's not something that they can say, this is the absolute truth and we're in pursuit of it. It's kind of, the goalposts are constantly shifting?
No, I would say that they have a unified idea of the goalpost, which is an idea of progress, but Christianity runs afoul of that idea of progress and is therefore seen as an enemy of progress, as backwards, and fair game for hatred.
But it's change for change's sake rather than in pursuit of one particular goal.
My guess is that the unifying thread of the left is change for the sake of arriving at a classless, egalitarian society.
Interesting. I have friends who, especially Catholics, who were born Catholic, born into the church, and they have slowly drifted away from going to church. There seems to be this movement away from an organized religion, not just Catholicism, but in a lot of areas, organized religion. Friends who don't go to temple anymore, they still believe in the tenets of their faith, but it's a move away from organized religion. Why is that?
Well, I think there are a lot of different factors involved. But one of them, I actually think, is the more you liberalize your religion, the less distinctive it becomes in this society, and the less distinctive it becomes, the less reason there is to pursue it. The churches and the temples that are doing the best in the United States are the ones that haven't watered down their doctrine, that are more traditional, because they stand out. I mean, just to sort of think about it from a marketing perspective, they have brand identity. But if I keep watering down my doctrine in order to appeal to progressives, not only do I not bring the progressives in because they already got their progressive doctrine, why do they need to get out on a Sunday morning and go to church when they can just sit in bed, read the New York Times, and be a good liberal? But when you have to be traditional in order to actually say, look, we are different, we stand for something, we're swimming against the stream, come join us. That's appealing to a lot of people, and that's what keeps people in the pews.
Michael Foley, thanks for giving us a lot to think about as we approach Christmas here in just a couple of days. And really thought-provoking conversation and a thought-provoking book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Christianity, Why It's True, Why It Matters, and Why It's Good for You. Michael, thank you.
Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. 8:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I feel like this rush hour is a gift already. It looks fantastic around the region. Light volume as expected with the holiday on the approach. Now around the Beltway, Maryland, Virginia, no delays, so enjoy the ride. Now I do see a little bit of volume on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway if you're heading northbound in through Laurel, approaching and passing 197, but that seems to be about the thick of it. Crews said they're not working anything there. We do have some delays right as you come off of 32 if you're taking 175. Looks like we had some road work up in that way near Charter Oaks Boulevard. 270, good. Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Virginia, 66 east, the crash at the Beltway gone, and all the delays just about cleared as well. So coming out of Gainesville to the Beltway, good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we'll have some sun this morning with increasing clouds this afternoon and a high of 56 degrees tonight. It'll be cloudy this evening with showers after midnight, a low around 50. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy skies with periods of rain later in the day and a high of 64 degrees. Holy cow. And then Sunday, partly cloudy, highs in the upper 40s and lows in the mid-30s. And then a little cooler on Christmas Day. Plenty of sun, highs in the upper 30s and lows in the low 30s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 38 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
You've put it off long enough. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. So call someone you can trust. Call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
All right, big day yesterday in the United Nations as a bunch of countries voted to basically condemn the United States' decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move the embassy there. So that's caused some consternation. Nikki Haley fighting with the UN over this. In fact, here is some audio of the UN ambassador from the United States ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, blasting countries for voting against President Trump's decision to move and recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
We will remember it when we are called upon to once again make the world's largest contribution to the United Nations. And we will remember it when so many countries come calling on us, as they so often do, to pay even more and to use our influence for their benefit.
Yeah, and 128 countries voting to basically wag a finger at the United States there. Danny Dannon is the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations. He had this to say about the votes.
Those who support today's resolution are like puppets. You are puppets pulled by the strings of your Palestinian puppet masters. You are like marionettes forced to dance while the Palestinian leadership looks on with glee.
And then you had the president of the United States who was caught saying some of this stuff. There's the president talking about those countries voting against the recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The president had this to say.
I like the message that Nikki sent yesterday at the United Nations for all of these nations that take our money and then they vote against us at the Security Council or they vote against us potentially at the Assembly. They take hundreds of millions of dollars and even billions of dollars, and then they vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes. Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care. But this isn't like it used to be, where they could vote against you and then you pay them hundreds of millions of dollars and nobody knows what they're doing.
Let them vote against us. We don't care.
And I don't think the president does care. And I do believe that the people, the nations that voted against us, I think the president definitely means it when he says, duly noted. There is a new sheriff in town, to use an overused term. There's a new sheriff in town, and I think that they're very used to 8 years of President Obama. And listen, even George Bush, where we just, you know, kept getting beaten around, especially in the UN,
right.
And we just kept paying our dues, and we just kept paying, you know, giving all these countries so much money to countries that hate us and burn our flag and use our money against us. And for decades now, Americans have been asking, why are we doing this?
Well, really is the hand that feeds them, right? The United States of America. Jake Tapper, to credit to him, yesterday on CNN, pointed out among the list of countries who were condemning the United States' behavior here are some real question marks. Listen to Jake here.
Among the 128 countries that voted to condemn the U.S. on this issue were some countries with some rather questionable records of their own. Take Venezuela's representative today.
The world is not for sale. The world is not for sale, and your threats imperil global peace.
The U.S. imperils global peace, says the representative of Venezuela, a country in a humanitarian disaster, with violence in the streets, an economy in complete collapse, citizens malnourished, dying children being turned away from hospitals, starving families joining street gangs to scrounge for food. On what moral platform does the government of Venezuela stand today? Not to be outdone, of course, the U.S. also got an earful today from Syria. We're in the seventh year of the brutal Syrian civil war that has killed 500,000 people and displaced millions. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has used chemical weapons against his own citizens, including children. Also feeling a bit preachy today, Yemen, which helped draft the resolution condemning the U.S., seemingly more focused, at least during the speech, on where the U.S. puts its embassy in Israel than on the 7 million Yemenis on the brink of starvation in that country's civil war.
Yeah, okay, so country after country after country. Jake Tapper's like, you want to be in league with these guys? And these guys deserve to be, you know, tutting the United States of America here?
Well, I wonder if the tide is finally turning. I do believe that a majority of Americans look at the UN and think, why? They vote against us all the time. We're really, as you said, we're just abused. The hand that feeds them is constantly being bitten. And my biggest question, I think most Americans, maybe I'm wrong, look at this and say, what is it their business where we put our embassy? It's our embassy. We're going to put it wherever we darn well please. That's where we're going to put our embassy.
Well, you know who's really upset about this? North Korea. They voted against the United States. I have a feeling like no matter what you could be voting on, like if as long as it makes the United States look bad, North Korea would vote for it. So whatever it is, North Korea is on board. And I love that we're so accommodating. We're like, come to our country, have a United Nations right here in New York City. And in fact, we'll pay for everything. And then vote against us no matter what you do. Shame us in the United Nations in the halls there.
Yeah, well, I do believe and I hope there is a rude awakening for some of these countries, when President Trump says, you know what, we need the money at home. This part of my America First policy. I'm not giving millions of dollars to Yemen and to these other, you know, North Korea, these countries. Well, we don't give money to North Korea, but you know, these countries that benefit from America's largesse for whatever reason. I think some of these payments are just so they don't hate us. We'll pay you not to hate us. We'll pay. It's like we're going to pay you to sit at my table at lunch. I don't think President Trump's that kind of guy.
They vote against us. Well, we're watching those votes. Let them vote against us. We'll save a lot. We don't care.
8:23 now on WML.
For last-minute outdoor gifts, the only place to go is Cabela's Christmas Sale. Save 40% on Cabela's logo wear for the family in select men's and women's base layers. Get $100 off Cabela's 12-tray Pro Series dehydrators. Shop in-store and at Cabela's.com.
You know, recently I met with Pat Coleman and the guys at Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda, and they asked me, would you like to drive the ATS here ahead of Christmas for a couple days? And I was like, you know what? absolutely. Why did you even bother asking that entire question? I would have said yes instantly. You should see it fly on the road. I was in sport mode. I was like weaving in and out of traffic on the beltway. I was following all applicable laws, by the way, all the signs that were posted. I was following, wink, wink. And anyway, the folks at Jim Coleman Cadillac are really eager to earn your business, and it's not a hard sell. Trust me. The cars are gorgeous, they're luxurious, they're powerful, and I love all of those things. And a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac is clearly the way to go. Please check them out for the very best deal. Tell Patrick Coleman that Vince sent you.
At the Big Screen Store this holiday season, it's game on. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV, two for one, just $19.99.
Now that's a great price.
Whoa, a 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every day. Time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We doubled the length of your Samsung TV warranty free.
Now that's big.
Plus, get comfortable this holiday with a huge assortment of theater seating and the latest in motion furniture power headrests.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
So get your game on this holiday at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, well, there's no swerving around traffic and cars on the Beltway this morning in fantastic shape. Nice light volume of Virginia and Maryland Beltway. Checking out the ride on 270, which has been quite easy this morning between Frederick and the Beltway. Now, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway in Laurel, northbound, a brief delay approaching and passing 197. Also, it looks like we have a little bit of delay here on Route 1 if you're coming southbound toward Whiskey Bottom Road. Crews are responding to an incident in that stretch. 95, nothing. 29, all good. Down through to the Beltway. Annapolis Bowie, 50 are wide open. 295 and heading through Riverdale Chevrolet. You get a break this morning. South on 295, once you get past the split there between Benning Road and East Capitol Street, that's really about the heaviest stretch that I see. 66 east to the crash at the Beltway, that has been cleared. And the traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Precipitation for now to our north. Mild weather expected on this first full day of winter. A mix of clouds and sunshine. A little bit chillier to start, but about 57 later today. A little light rain tonight. Showers tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 38 degrees, 826 on WMAL.
You know what's happening? In a little bit more than a week. You know what's happening? It is the WMAL Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve party. I've got Christmas Eve on the brain. New Year's Eve party. Come join us. WMAL.com/New Year to get your ticket package. Now, the party package is all inclusive. So that means it includes hotel accommodations for two at the amazing, beautiful, wonderful holiday, the Hilton in Tyson's Corner. Right there. It's right by the complex. Easy to get to. And it's gorgeous. Vince and I got to go there to preview the venue, and we also got to taste all the food. We got to help pick out the menu, and let me tell you, when I say the food is phenomenal, this is not going to be like a rubber chicken dinner. This is phenomenal. Steak and lobster for dinner. And it's a great menu, and they had great drinks.
I checked with the guys, and I was just figuring out how many packages left. We do have some packages left, but they're going quickly. People like spending New Year's Eve, apparently, hanging out with WMAO, which is great. We're going to be, everyone's going to be there. Obviously, you'll have Chris Plant, Larry O'Connor, like you said, Mary Walter, the fabulous Mary Walter, and I'll even be there. I'll be bussing tables or something. But the point is, we have a New Year's Eve party, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to spend a couple hours together. eat and drink. It's all inclusive. You get to crash in the hotel after so you don't make a bunch of bad decisions with all that great alcohol that you'll be consuming. By the way, the drinks are phenomenal.
They really are. And the band is really great, too. Why can I speak? The band is I've been drinking already. I started celebrating. It's an 80s retro band. So cool. And they're phenomenal. So it's really going to be a fun time. And hopefully by then, I will not be drunk and I'll be able to get words out of my mouth.
I love that. WMAL.com/New Year. All you got to do is type it in. 828 now on WMAL.
Attention homeowners, Thompson Creek Windows will make your home more comfortable this winter and at the same time help you save on heating bills. This is Mary Walter and you need to call Thompson Creek Window Company now for your last chance to take advantage of 2017 pricing. Get $200 off every window with zero interest financing until July 2019. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Thompson Creek Window Company has over 37 years experience manufacturing superior windows in their local factory with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman markup. They design, build, and install windows made specifically for our climate and specifically for your home, giving you the best possible value and peace of mind. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or go to thompsoncreek.com. Get $200 off every window and no interest financing until July 2019.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
All right, Christmas, just a couple days away. We've got gift-giving news for you. We'll check in on whether or not you think it's appropriate to give gifts to adults or just children. And, of course, there's some people who are resigning as CEO of a couple of very important companies. You're going to want to hear about them. 8:30 now, though. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. President Trump may sign the big tax cut bill into law today before leaving town for Mar-a-Lago for Christmas. And there will be no government shutdown at midnight. The House and Senate each passed short-term extensions of government funding before they left town for the holiday. The Democratic candidate who ended up in a tie with a Republican Virginia state delegate after a recount says legal action could be her next move. Election officials this week initially gave Shelley Simons a one-vote victory over Republican David Yancey, but then on Wednesday, judges ruled that there was one vote that should have been counted for Yancey, throwing the outcome into a rare tie. This morning, Shelley Simon says,
"We are looking at our legal options for undoing that ruling."
The election officials are now planning to pull a name out of a hat next week to decide the winner. A Dale City middle school teacher has been named the next Virginia Secretary of Education. Governor-elect Ralph Northam has chosen Atif Carney, who teaches economics, history, and math. Sports fans have lost a good friend. Broadcaster Dick Enberg has died.
That's the signature call of the 13-time Sports Emmy Award winner and Hall of Fame broadcaster. He died in his home in La Jolla, California at the age of 82. His voice was heard on networks such as Westwood One Sports, NBC, CBS, and ESPN. He covered 28 Wimbledons, 10 Super Bowls, and 8 NCAA men's basketball title games, with his work honored by the Football, Baseball, and Basketball Halls of Fame. Enberg began his career as the radio voice of UCLA basketball during its storied run in the 1960s and 70s. Most recently, he did television for the San Diego Padres before retiring in 2016. I'm TJ Coutini.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,782. The Nasdaq at 69,65. Sports sponsored by Staples. The Terps get their fifth win in a row. American, Howard, and Navy all take losses. NBA, the Wizards visit Brooklyn tonight. The Caps are in Arizona. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has great prices on tech solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond, suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis Diamond Jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
More and more people are choosing to work during retirement. Many are opting for more flexible hours or are pursuing a new and different career. As you make these decisions, it's important to review your assets, cash flow, and expenses. Hi, I'm Simon Hamilton from the Wise Investor Group. We manage investments for our clients and would be happy to help you plan your retirement.
To reach Simon, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
IT orchestration stories from CDWG. A government agency needed to prepare for the future, but its IT infrastructure was stuck in the past. So CDWG orchestrated a converged infrastructure solution featuring Dell EMC technology. It modernized their data center using the industry's most innovative infrastructure portfolio. Servers and storage by Dell. IT orchestration by CDWG. Learn more at cdwg.com/Dell. CDWG. People who get it.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area.
This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Undergraduate classes start January 8th. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Great this morning out on the roads. A couple incidents giving us some delays, though. First, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Northbound in Laurel as you approach and pass 197 for the crash. Also in Laurel, let's go over to Route 1 coming southbound. Heavy to get to the intersection with southbound Route 1 and Whiskey Bottom Road for the crash. On 270, no delay. Frederick down to the Beltway. I don't get to say that too often in the rush hour, so enjoy the trip if you're out there. Beltway's wide open, Maryland and Virginia. 66 eastbound, the crash prior to the Beltway. That's been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloud sunshine today, a mild 57. Down near 50 tonight, light rain after midnight. Showers on Saturday, mainly in the afternoon. Highs, though, at or above 60 degrees. By Christmas Day, only in the upper 30s with sunshine. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 34 in Chantilly, 32 in Silver Spring, 38 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, 8:37 here on WMAL, where Washington Talk. I'm Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter on this Christmas Eve, Eve, Eve. You're almost there.
What a year, what a year, what everything you're having. I mean, there's so much to talk about. Congrats on everything, and thanks for being here.
Thank you.
That was Cardi B appearing on Jimmy Fallon's show this week, and she made, you know, weird sounds, which is what she does. But she had a tweet this week that was a strange one, and you should know about it, because she says that she doesn't want to give gifts to adults. Listen to this.
Are you going home for the holidays, the Bronx?
Yep. Oh, yeah, yes.
Definitely. You are, yeah. Mm-hmm. I follow you on Twitter. It's I am Cardi B, and you said that you're not getting any adults gifts this year for Christmas.
No, because you want to know something. Everybody that I know got kids, and this is like, that's just a lot of kids.
So take care of...
And I got new godkids out of nowhere. You know, once you start making money, everybody wants you to be their kid's godmother.
New godkids out of nowhere. I mean, that really is kind of the trick. Here's one of the unspoken tricks with godparents is people choosing godparents who can afford to send nice gifts. Because, like, you either the traditional sense of a godparent, right, is, like, they need to be involved with the kid's life. I don't know, right? Like, the godparent distinction is one that people, like, often measure as, like, a heavy distinction. One's, like, should me and my wife perish? Who's going to take care of my child? It would be their godparents. They would come to the rescue. Or maybe that godparent is supposed to help offer some, like, religious instruction, help them become a good Christian as they grow up. But no, most of the godparent picks these days, it seems like it's who's going to provide the good gifts come Christmas and birthday.
Well, that's why you chose me, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question.
Yeah,
no question.
I kind of figured that.
I mean, I'm not wrong, though, right? I mean, people, it seems like they kind of pick godparents based on who's got the gift-giving skills.
Well, I think it depends. You know, in the Catholic Church, you're supposed to pick a godparent who will raise that child and continue to make sure they have their education and will step in if the parents fail to continue the child's religious education, that kind of thing. Whereas taking, you know, at least in my family, who's going to take responsibility for the children should something happen
right.
to the parents, that's different because you would want the kids to stay together. So you have different godparents for your children. Most people do for each child. You know, it's something you give to an aunt or an uncle or someone who's going to raise that child in the religion, whereas the person who's going to take care of that child, be their guardian, is a totally separate and different thing, at least for my family.
Now, do people agree with this idea that you should not give gifts to adults, that only give them to children? That's Cardi's position here, don't give any gifts to adults. Adults are not deserving. I've got enough kids to worry about, enough God kids to worry about. And besides, adults don't really matter when it comes to gift. I mean, who knows what they want anyway? By the end of it, a lot of people just end up getting gift cards that they don't actually spend all the money on, and everyone comes out at a loss. Are you just giving gifts to kids?
Yes.
It's 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Now, I have to compliment you, Mary, because you handed me a gift yesterday for my little three-year-old, who adores this little Dory blanket and pillow that she got from Finding Nemo. It's like the cutest thing ever. And the first thing she did was grab it. And I love kids' reactions to gifts because they're always authentically excited. And they think and they treat almost every gift as the greatest gift they ever received, with the exception oftentimes of clothing.
Well, that's exactly what it is. When I said yes, I just think you just give the gifts to the young kids because you're right. They just think the box is the greatest thing in the world because they can play in it. You know,
there's no question. Actually, I'm going to extend the Mary Walter anecdote here because my daughter, she gets the gift. She adores it, first of all. And this is, by the way, a nice way to give a gift to me, because all I want is happiness for my daughter. So, like, aww. If you're giving an adult a gift, give them a gift for their child. My daughter gets it. The next 15 minutes, she spent ripping all of the wrapping paper into the smallest possible pieces she could and putting each tiny piece into the box in which the gift came. So that was... She was occupied. We got to eat our dinner in peace. Everything about it was actually perfect. So kids love the wrapping and unwrapping of gifts.
Oh, I'm so glad she enjoyed it. But that's my thing. 888-630-9625. I love seeing the reaction of the children. Now, that's not to say that adults don't genuinely appreciate gifts. Like, I'm so excited with what I've gotten so far. I love my FLOTUS hat from Heather. Like I said, I'm wearing it to a bar on Saturday, so we'll see what happens. I may be a headline. And Vince got me, made a donation to Fisher House for me, which I truly wanted. And to me, that just means so much. I love it. But you're right. Like, I'm not gonna jump up and down and, you know, produce a video. Like, Vince sent me pictures and everything. Kids, the reaction, you're just so right. It's just such unbridled joy. And in families, too. I think, you know, my family, my brothers and I and sister-in-laws and stuff, we just wound up giving each other gift cards. We had a limit. We had a $50 limit. And so you drew a name out of the hat to get that person, you know, a gift, a Pollyanna. And everybody got gift cards. So we just sat there exchanging gift cards. And then finally, nobody wanted to say it. I forget who said it. One of my brothers said, "This is really dumb." We're just handing each other $50 bills. Why doesn't everybody just keep their $50 and just buy gift for the kids? And that's what we do.
While we're talking about unwrapping gifts and kids, I do want to point out, I don't know how it is in your family, but in a bunch of the households I've ever been in, all extended family, there's often someone waiting with a garbage bag on Christmas morning who runs around and picks up all of the wrapping paper to the point that you're like, okay, relax, okay? Look, let's just open the presents. It can be a disaster for 15 minutes. Is that okay with you? But no, there's got to be somebody carrying a hefty bag around, making sure that every shred of wrapping paper is picked up.
I can do you one better. My mother-in-law has these little slippers like mules that she wears and she shuffles around.
Yep.
And she has the bag, but she folds every piece of wrapping paper first. Later in the year, she cuts all the tape off, irons it, and reuses it again.
That is thrifty. I love
Hand
that.
Hand to God true.
Well, that's a good repurposing. 843 here on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. Three rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
The news is out, and as the economy continues to improve, the Fed has made it clear that interest rate increases are imminent in the next year. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you may be thinking these rate increases have nothing to do with you. But mark my words, the Fed's increase in rates will impact every person with a car loan, credit cards, furniture loan, line of credit, and of course, a mortgage. With the future of home interest tax deductibility questionable and rate increases on the horizon, you can't afford to wait. We offer purchase, refinance, debt consolidation, and elimination of PMI. We're the fastest growing local Christian mortgage company for a reason, and we'll guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Hi, it's Mary Walter.
And Vince Colonnaise, and we want to see you at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner.
You know, it's already December, which means New Year's Eve is going to be here before we know it.
Book your party package now before they sell out.
You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more.
Purchase your party package at WMAL.com/New Year.
Space is limited. Book your package today.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. I've been doing this for 20 years, but success doesn't happen in a vacuum. Thank you for helping me move this thing along. You helped me get this thing going in the early days by telling 20 of your closest friends about Tito's. They told 20 more, and it kept growing from there. We wouldn't be where we are today without your support. Thank you very much. Go to Tito'sVodka.com and pick up some Tito's gear. All proceeds benefit our charity partners. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
845. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, made it to Friday, and boy, it seems like a weekend travel right now. It is quiet around the region. No problems on 270, the Beltway wide open, Maryland and Virginia. Now, where we do have two delays in Laurel for both of these, on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the crash was northbound. As you approach and pass 197, that's where you'll see the activity in those delays. Southbound, your lanes are open, and on Route 1, coming southbound in Laurel. All right, as you come up to the intersection with Whiskey Bottom Road, that's where we had the crash. So watch for police to direct there. No problems to report now on the Greenway or the toll road, so you've been looking good there. 66, if you heard me talk about the crash eastbound before the Beltway, that's been cleared and those delays have cleared out. Now, for Interstate 95 southbound, as you approach the Occoquan to Road Route 1, heavy volume, nothing reported in the way, so over the Occoquan, then you break free, and brief delay in Dumfries. Northbound, no delay. Stafford to the Beltway, 395 wide open to the 14th Street Bridge. Love it. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rain, and right now it looks like no white Christmas, maybe into the mountains. Cloud sunshine today, a mild 57, down near 50 tonight, light rain after midnight. Showers on Saturday, mainly in the afternoon. Highs, though, at or above 60 degrees. Older weather starting to settle in Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. By Christmas Day, only in the upper 30s with sunshine. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel, WNAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 38 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Virginia Department of the Lottery.
This holiday season, give a gift that everyone will love. Win the holidays when you give the gift of joy with holiday games from the Virginia Lottery. Look for new holiday scratchers and the Virginia's New Year's Millionaire Raffle today at your local lottery retailer.
Well, it's Christmas time.
All right, we've got some resignation announcements for you ahead of Christmas. It's, all of a sudden, they're all pouring in, kind of to close out the news year. You know, we got Friday news dumps. This is end of year news dumps on what's going on with CEOs. Remember Papa John, John Schnatter, who got into kind of a beef because he just like was willing to muse during investors' calls that or calls with shareholders that the idea that the NFL's weakness in terms of its political positions, all this kneeling going on, has led to both ratings declines and some trouble for the, say, the pizza industry, which sells pizzas during these football games. Well, now he's stepping down as CEO next month, and that's just 2 months after he criticized NFL leadership over these national anthem protests. He'll be replaced as the chief executive by a guy named Steve Ritchie, who's the chief operating officer, and that'll be on January 1st. He's going to remain chairman of the board, and so that'll be, I presume he'll also stay in the commercials, but if they think that distancing themselves from Schnatter is the move, maybe not. I don't know how you do that if the name of the company is Papa John's.
Well, here's the thing that I don't understand. I mean, we remember when this happened and they were having this conference call and he said, look, we've noticed a decline in sales because their sales are down 32% since December of last year. That's huge. So they have to find a reason why. So he said, well, you know, this a lot of people aren't watching or tuning out of NFL games. If they're tuning out of NFL games, they may not be ordering pizza. So maybe that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. And it all blew up and suddenly he's taken sides in this NFL battle here.
Well, Ritchie, so, who's taking over, that guy Steve Ritchie, he declined to answer Thursday if the NFL comments actually played a role in him stepping down, and he said only, quote, it's the right time to make this change. It is sort of weird that the guy who starts the company, who's the largest shareholder, by the way, in Papa John's, gets to be forced out. I mean, you would think this would have to be a voluntary situation, but I don't know. It's kind of wild.
Well, that guy, the guy who's taking over, Ritchie, who is taking over, said, told Fox Business last month ahead of this that John Schnatter's comments were, quote, mischaracterized and misconstrued, and said that Papa John's had not intended to take a side in the debate over the NFL protests. And then he said company executives said they had clear data that proved Papa John's NFL sponsorship was having a negative impact on their interactions with consumers.
Two other big resignation announcements you should find out about. Eric Schmidt set to step down as chairman of Google's parent company, Alphabet, soon. So that's happening. And then also, Raul Castro is going to be stepping down as Cuba's president in April, opening up the doors for a non-Castro to lead the Cuban regime. 8:51.
Think they'll have free and open elections?
Don't count on it. 8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Has anyone ever told you you've got a type A personality? I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Type A people are competitive and ambitious. You might not always like their methods, but they usually get things done, right? Well, people who are type A still struggle with weight loss programs because they don't leave much, if any, room for flexibility. Weight loss coach Stephanie Mansour has three ways they can flip the script to find success. First of all, ditch the all-in or all-out mentality, she says. Build some flexibility into the rules and know your diet or exercise plan is an outline, not the law. Second, accept that the workout can't be level 10 intensity every day. Listen to your body and know that dialing it back when you need it isn't a sign of weakness. Lastly, let yourself eat out every now and then. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
President Trump is enduring the most turbulent presidency in recent history, creating a period of economic uncertainty, reminding investors of 2008, when some lost as much as 50% of their retirement accounts. Protect your family's financial future with a gold IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. A gold IRA is an ultimate hedge against economic uncertainty because precious metals are a true wealth asset that hold their value. Call Augusta today at 855-858-5807 and receive your free gold IRA kit. That's 855-858-5807.
Now,
Yep, you guessed it. I'm a speed bump, so I've got one job. I slow you down. So imagine how I feel about GEICO, who does way more. Like, not only could they save you money on car insurance, but they've been around for over 75 years, giving people fast and friendly claim service. Ow, ow. Plus, they got a nifty mobile app that gives you 24/7 access. Ow, ow. Just doing my job, buddy.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart, and Sunday morning, this coming Sunday, is December 24th, and at 7 a.m., tune in and listen to my classic real estate radio show, but turned on a dime. It's all Christmas carols. The whole show is going to be the history of Christmas carols that you and I love to sing. It's a great time to gather the family around the radio like the old days and hear the stories behind great songs that we love. Pick up your cup of coffee and join me this coming Sunday morning at 7 a.m. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you then.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel.
The hardest thing is to change habits. And the same is true with planning for retirement because, man, if you've been in a TSP for 30 years, it is hard to relinquish control of that TSP, even if it's in your best interest. But a lot of times what we like to do is really educate people on the differences, like why that's almost necessary.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. Only seeing a bit of a delay, Maryland on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, but easing northbound in Laurel 197. Now the crash is out of the travel lanes. Still southbound Route 1 at Whiskey Bottom Road. Watch for police direction around the crash. And really, other than that, it's been a nice, quiet trip around the Beltway. Still wide open, Maryland and Virginia. As you head out and about today, this weekend, next week, take it easy. No texting and driving. Make sure your car is ready to go for travel. 395 without delay now. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. The crash in Shirlington completely gone. And southbound Virginia 95 over the Occoquan. A little bit of getaway traffic there as you approach and pass 123 again in Dumfries. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some precip passing well to our north today, but we do get some rain as we head on through tonight. The 60s coming in for the forecast on Saturday. Clouds, sun, and a little bit cooler this morning. Today, 57 for the afternoon high. Tonight, some light rain late. Showers possible tomorrow with a high in the low 60s. We'll knock it down a little bit on Sunday. Christmas Eve, more clouds and sun, upper 40s. Colder Christmas Day with sunshine, highs only in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 38 degrees, 8:56 on WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because So many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
Hi, it's Chris Plant, and I want to personally invite you to join us at WMAL's all-inclusive New Year's Eve Gala at the Hilton McLean Tyson's Corner. 2018 is just around the corner, so book your party package now before they sell out. You'll get hotel accommodations for two, a lavish three-course dinner, premium open bar, live entertainment from the Reflex Band, and more. Purchase your party package today at WMAL.com/New Year.
The One-on-One Financial Radio Show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
We've been helping people for a long time. A lot of ideas for people that can collect Social Security.
Right.
They don't know much about it. And so we like to work with them one-on-one. We bring them in the office and we talk to them about what they've accumulated, what they want to accumulate, what they want to do. That's how we try to help them.
That's the One-on-One Financial Radio Show with Mark Zamperini. Sundays from 8 to 9 a.m. here on WMAL.
All right, well, have a very Merry Christmas. Have a ridiculously good time. Hug your family. Give the kids gifts. Eat good food. Just do whatever it takes to make it happen. And Mary Walter, have a great Christmas.
Yeah, you too. And I hope Santa brings everyone everything that's on their list, exactly what they asked for. And don't forget, you can still get your tickets to our gala, WMAL.com/New Year.
Yeah, that's a good gift. Take care of your spouse, girlfriend, significant other, traveling partner. See ya. We'll talk to you after Christmas.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A courtroom could be the next stop for one of the candidates in a tied Virginia House of Delegates race. Democrat Shelley Simon says she is considering her legal options, including challenging a ruling this week that gave one more vote to her Republican opponent David Yancey, creating a rare tie in that contest that is scheduled to be settled next week by pulling a name out of a hat. Simon says she hopes it doesn't come to that.
We are still deciding what our next move is going to be on the legal front, but we are looking at how we can request a redo with this Wednesday ruling. We're just hanging tough because the whole state of Virginia is watching.
Now, if there is a drawing next week and if Simons wins it, it would leave the Virginia House evenly split at 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats. President Trump may sign the GOP tax cut bill into law today.
With passage of the tax bill, including eliminating the individual coverage mandate penalty, President Trump declared it essentially repealed Obamacare. In truth, even with the administration's efforts to reduce sign-up time and defund sign-up programs, 8.8 million people have enrolled for the coming year. And Senate leader Mitch McConnell, facing the prospect of a one-seat majority next year, tells NPR,
"We obviously were unable to completely repeal and replace with a 52-48 Senate. We'll have to take a look at what that looks like with a 51-49 Senate, but I think we'll probably move on to other issues."
One of those issues may be how to shore up the exchanges for those who do want to buy coverage. Bob Costantini, the White House.
President Trump paid a holiday visit to wounded service members at Walter Reed National Medical Center last night, awarding one young soldier the Purple Heart while he was there. Mr. Trump met with sick and injured service members from all branches of the armed forces. While many folks are fretting over whether we'll have a white Christmas. Professional meteorologists are more concerned about the long-term picture. They're worried about a drought. Chris Strong is with the National Weather Service.
It's been fairly dry the past few months, and the concern is if that continues through the winter, then that could set us up for a bad drought season.
He says there are already moderate drought conditions in some parts of the Washington area. Prince William County police say two men have been arrested in connection with a murder that detectives believe was gang-related.
18-year-old Miguel Ruiz Carrillo's body was found in Noakesville back on August 22nd. He had been reported missing by his family in Fairfax County 2 weeks earlier. Prince William County police now say 19-year-olds Tomas Pino Meja and Ismael Hernandez Navarro are charged with first-degree murder. Pino Meja was arrested Monday in Frederick, Maryland. Hernandez Navarro was arrested Wednesday in Tennessee. Both men are awaiting extradition, and police say this killing was not random and appears to be gang-related. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two American citizens have pleaded guilty to charges related to violence outside the Turkish embassy in Washington last spring. The two admitted that taking part in an attack on demonstrators protesting the visit of the Turkish president. A federal judge has dismissed an ethics lawsuit against President Trump.
A New York judge has rejected a lawsuit by restaurant workers, a hotel event booker, and a watchdog group who say President Trump has business conflicts that violate the Constitution. Judge George Daniel says the plaintiffs lack standing to sue. The lawsuit alleged that Trump's vast, complicated, and secret business interests violated the Constitution's ban against receiving money from foreign governments for hotel stays or office leases. Daniel says the issue does not belong before the courts unless Congress addresses it. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 24,782. The Nasdaq